Krum Lenin and Ablak and Murder Abdulf Kuf Aleph Ahmed Aleph. Okay, says the Gemara, we're up to five lines on top. Tell them what we learned. Hakoyre posuk shel shirashidim. If somebody reads a posuk of shirashidim, for oisa oisa kimizemba, you sing it like a song instead of reading it like the trump that was meant to be read like a song. Most of the Shayim just quote the Gemara the way it says. Other Shayim learn talk about any posuk of Tanakh. You turn it into a song, a little bit like the Gemara we had in Gittin of Zayin. And then we say to them, Akoyde posuk be beis mishdois b'lo zimna, it was manna. If you read a posuk at a suda, at a party, and the wrong time, mevi ra la'olam, he brings bad to the world. In other words, you guys are having a good time, and what do? You sing songs, you make fun of psukim, using psukim in the Torah.
But
Masayel,
we do that.
1 second. We're talking about another Torah. Torah chaget a sack. The Torah wraps itself around with a sack. By medif nekash baruch hu stands before the Eivshter. By medif levan ibayishlam. Also uni banecha kikina. Your children turn me into a harp. Shemenagini by leitzim, and they sing. The leitzim sing my words, sing my songs. And if they do, let's just do Rashi. You'll see what I'm saying. Hakoyd a posuk is a mishdois b'loiz manu. B'meisiv al yenoi, having a party with wine. Oisesh chakoysev b'divrei teida, they're making their fun, they're having fun with words of the teida. Hakoyd a psukim b'koram, they're reading a psukim with a loud voice. L'sachik b'hem b'nei mishdois, everyone should be merry and happy. Avlim oimre b'zmanoi al ha-mishdois, he said it on time. He's going to yomtif, let's say it's yomtif. The natal kais biyode, and he takes a cup of wine. Va'imel of divrei hagadol psukim in yonis shalaylam, and he's quoting psukim. Maybe tovilam, it's good. So if you quote psukim not at a suddas mitzvah, it's wrong. However, Sadeb said to her, "Amal abiti, my daughter, b'shasha oichlam b'shaisin, while they're eating, drinking, by meis ask, what should they talk about? You don't let them use the psukim of the teda to enjoy themselves. What should they talk about? Amal van beinishalim." In balei mikra, if they're not learning chumash, you ask about teira b'levim uksuvim. They talk about chumash. Talk about, don't sing it. In balei mishnei, they're not learning mishnayis. You ask about mishnah, b'halachas uvahagodas. In those things which are don't require so much in. And in balei talmudin, you ask about behilchas pesach b'pesach. If it's around pesach time, talk about pesach behilchas atzeres b'atzeres. Behilchas chag b'chag. We'll have to understand. A minute ago, you said b'halachas if you ask if you balei mishnah. And now he's thinking about the Talmud, he's saying that you should do again, halachas. Others have a different gear here, we're talking about imam oratzu, and do that. Or maybe means, yaskub hichapet, maybe it's a much deeper level than stam doing, you know, like a kitchen lorach and doing a terab shul lorach. So, heyid, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it says in the back of the Torah Ursidr, that in the Babbage we don't say Zmiris, because Alter Rebbe said we don't say Zmiris Shabbos by the table. Instead, like the Rebbe of Shabbos never said, you know, all Arizal's piyutim there. But instead, Asadus Udas and all that. And instead, talk Divitaida. Talk Divitaida. Or Ningen without words. Maybe the basis of here. Hey, did Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Chananya, call a koyde posik bizmani, if you read a posik in the right time, maybe toiv loyal, that's good, she never said, but though it be toiv, ma toiv. Things that are said in the right time, how wonderful they are. Aloich in Shalamaka, if someone says incantations on a wound, Omer Rabbi Yechon has said, uberoikik ba, only if you spat, and according to Rashi, first you spit, and then you say the posik. And it's as if you're saying the pasuk, and you're tagging it to the spittle that you just did, and that is wrong.
So is the etzem problem that you're using divrei Torah?
No. The problem is you spat and then you said a pasuk. If you do the other way around, if you said a pasuk first then you spat, no problem. No problem at all. If you want, let's do Rashi because the Shach brings down some other there and argues Rashi. Veroikik. This is how they used to do it. They would spit before they did the lachash. You're not allowed to mention a pasuk on this lachisha, the spitting. The other lachashim, they first said the pasuk, the incantation, and then they spat. Plus, they didn't even say in Hebrew. Everything is said in Lashon La, not even the Abish's name. The Amalei Rebbe, the Mutter, that's permitted. The Ain Osir El Aloichish Achar Rakika. It's only usur if you do incantation after spitting. The nidr shema, and also if you say the Eibush's name, the first opinion, and in Hebrew, the nidr shemaskar Hashem al akika. Because then the chutzpah is not the pasuk. The chutzpah is you saying the Eibush's name, and you're attacking it to the spittle. But oily neser elos nakedish belazloi. So Rashi limits this whole aveda like that. You have a fourth chelim habe is only elos nakedish, and only if you spit first. Telling him about that's his opinion. Rav says, no, you don't even need Abish's name. I feel negative to ask. Even let's say you have a leprosy and you say a pasuk where there's no Abish's name regarding leprosy, you say negative to ask, and somehow or another he has a refuah. That's also asr, even though you don't mention Abish's name. You're using the Torah as a personal use. Even not only doesn't have Abish's name, it doesn't even have any refuah mentioned in the pasuk. And it has nothing to do with Lechisha. Lechisha is usually a pasuk that somehow or another connects to it. Yistam, you think that by saying a pasuk in the Torah, somehow or another you're going to be helped. That's also us. What have I learned? Sochin, you can smear umemashmashim b'bnei ma'ayim b'shabbos. You can anoint yourself and you can then massage your stomach on Shabbos. If you do that order, because you reverse the order. And sikha itself, anointing is only like drinking, so it's not considered medicine. The oils that they put on, whatever it is, and since you reverse the order, because usually you do a massage first and oil. You're allowed to say a lechisha that tames the snakes and the scorpions on Shabbos. It shouldn't damage you. And as Ashi points out, there's no idea of capturing or trapping. All you're doing is using words. You're allowed to put a metal thing over your eye on Shabbos to cool it down, or to put a ring around your eye so your eye can be more focused. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. One can use metal only if it's not a mukta, it's a keli you're allowed to use. Avo bekeli shein nitl, if it's a keli that is mukta, then also you're not allowed to use it, even though you're using it for this purpose. You're not allowed to talk to shadim on Shabbos. So Rashi says, why would you talk to shadim? Interesting, Rashi, three lines at the top. Bedava shadim, shekein oisin, this is what they do. Kesha oivdin shum dava, they used to do, they used to lose anything. Al Rebbe said, this is to go to Nevi'im. In those days, they go to shadim. Shailim b'maisa shadim, they would call someone for shadim. Behem magidim lehem, and the shadim would inform them where the objects are. For us, alas b'shabbos, you know why? Mishum mimtze chavtzecha, don't behave on Shabbos, behave the way during the week. But he's a shadim. So how the Rambam learns this Gemara, because he doesn't believe in shadim.
Was this standard practice?
Or this but Rashi says standard practice. This is what they used to do. They had a good time then. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Av b'cholos, even the weekday you shouldn't do this. Rashi, why not? Av b'cholos, Lisho b'shadim, to talk to shadim, kidim mefarsh l'kama, mishum sekonah. There's a sekonah involved in dealing with shadim. That you should not deal with shadim at all. And his reason is because it's sakana. What happened with Yosef? The evil be'arzam. He was once swallowed by a cedar tree. So our guess to the Gemara seems to be that a shade put him into a tree, into a cedar tree. But because he was a holy man, and this happened, and the tree spat him out. However, Rashi seems to be learning. Rashi kihod Rabbi Yitzchak hayeshoyel b'maisa shadim. He asked something of shadim. Ubikish hashed lahazika. The shade wanted to damage him. The nasa leinesu boli eres. And the ness was that the eres swallowed him, so the shade could protect him, couldn't get him, and afterwards spat him out. Different gifts than us. Then we're reminded about what we learned. Sochi, you're allowed to anoint him a mash machine, and then massage b'vnei ma'ayim b'shabes. Ubevachel yasik kederesh o eisu b'chel. Don't do it the way you do b'chel. Hey, Chiyavid, what do you mean, how should you do it? Chomer, Rabchina, Lama, Soch, Ve'achekach, Mashmish. In the weekday, first they give a massage and they pour this ointment on it. Over here, first you put the ointment and then give a massage. It says all the way around. First they put all these oils and then they massage you. Unless these oils are something else. Rav Yechon says, Soch, Ve'mashav HaSachas. No, the way you do it is to be a Shino is, because they can reverse the order and during the week as well, do them both in tandem. That's what I learned. Sharei shemen, or sharei shemen, sharei beim. The shadim that have to do with shemen. Okay, shadei. So he says it's shadim. Shadei shemen v'shadei beim. The shadim have to do with oil. The shadim have to do with eggs. because they lie or they don't hurt you. You're allowed to talk to the oil that's in a keli because, in other words, when is it active? When can you get to the shadim? Only in the oil that's in a keli. But the oil that's in a hand, shadim don't hang around there. Doesn't help anything. So therefore, if you find oil lying around, if it's oil from a hand, you can use it. If it's oil from a keli, don't use it, because there might be some mice or shadim already done with that oil, and who knows what kind of damage it can cause you. Therefore, the son of Bar Marta came to a hotel. So the host brought him oil in a keli. Shof, and he smeared on himself. Suddenly he had all these growths and boils coming out of his nose. Nothing, he went on the street. Chazisa, he eats. A woman saw her and saw him. Amra, Zika de Chemas, I see the shade. Chemas, called Chemas, I see him all over you. Of the Lamilsa, so she did something for him. He eats and he cured. I mean, what a life they had then. Everybody was had all these occult powers. How the Rambam knows all these Gemaras, I don't know. He doesn't believe it. Any sickness that I gave him a time, we won't have. Because I am the cure. It makes sense. It's an oxymoron. If there's no sickness, then why would you need a doctor? Since you won't get sick. Why do you tell him this? The very possible quotation it says, when will it be that you won't get any sickness? He starts off, then, Im tishma lo asim, but v'im lo tishma asim. Af bekenu that I have rachmanis. Again, Hashem lefech, I'll still take care of you. Amar Rabbi Baba Chana, Rabbi Baba Chana said, "Keshechol Rabbi Liezer, Rabbi got sick." This is not the same story he had in the end of Nisrafim. Over there, also that was the last day of his life, and they took him out of his chedim. He got sick. Nichnasu talmidav levakri, they all came to visit him. It's not clear when the story happened, but lechedim you would think it happened way before the chedim, because it's not the same story as the other one day. That was the last day. And they were talking about, you know, he told them what was going to happen in the last day.
Didn't they only take him out of the chayim when he's in the shomer left?
The last day, yeah. So the question is, so this story must have happened before he put him in the chayim in the first place. And why did I say that? I'll see in a minute. Because otherwise you can't go talk to
him. Came to visit.
I can see there's a terrible anger in the world. He was talking about himself. He was angry with me, but I am very, very sick. And it looks like he didn't die from the sickness. Is chilu heim boichin? They all began to cry. Rabbi Kiva Masachik, he had a habit of being a contrary person. We had the end of Makkas as well. Amrulay lamat Masachik, why are you laughing? Amrulay mechimi pnaat boichin, why are you crying? Amrulay, they said to him, Efshe sefer teider shoda b'tzar. Rabbi Lezman Baruch, this is a walking sefer teider. He's in pain. V'lay nifkin, we shouldn't cry. How can you not be moved to tears? Amrulay lekachani Masachik, for that very reason, precisely so. She calls Mashan Yerei Rebbe Shenieni Machmi. I see that everything in his life is perfect. Not only Baruch the Begash as well as wine doesn't turn sour. Vein Pishtani Leike, and his flax does not get afflicted by anything. Vein Shmani Mavish, and his oil doesn't become rancid. It doesn't go off. Vein Doiv Shemad Vish, become rancid. Amarti, I say, Shema Chas V'Shom Kibur Rabbe Eilam. Maybe he got it. In other words, he couldn't understand the idea, Rabbi Kiva, that you can have two Shulchanas Toilig Dul Mokim Echad. He couldn't understand that. You know, we learned that it is, but maybe it's so exceptional that he couldn't see that guy to be perfect. I see that he's not perfect. He's in a little bit of pain. And he said, I'm happy. So I know he's going to get Olam Haba. Amalei Akiva Klum Chasati Min HaTerkul. Rabbi Lezer, hey, one second. You think I deserve to be punished? Amalei Limatana Ben, you yourself told us, Ki Adam Ein Tzadik Baruch Hashem Lo Yechtem. You yourself told us that there's no person in the world that is perfect and didn't sin. Hard to understand why the Malton Rabbeinu is an apostate and careless. What did it say, the Malton Rabbeinu?
We just learned yesterday to talk with Derech Eretz to your Rebbe.
Yeah. Oh, you know, he called him Rabbeinu. But maybe if it wouldn't be for Rabbi Lezer Hukin, you would teach the apostate, most people. But you told us, you stressed that there is nobody. Even though it's all Lashon apostate, but your emphasis is more on the Ein than. Okay, now how about we learn? Kesher Cholah, Rabbi Levi got sick. Nichzor Rabbi was came to Vakia. Four people came to visit him. Rabbi Tafra, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lezer, and Zayin, Rabbi Kiva. problem is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who's adversary, constantly argues with Rabbi Elazar. He put him in Chedim, and then he's come to visit him, and he calls him Rebbe. Hard to imagine, unless this happened before that whole story. And then Rabbi Tarfa, you are better to eat as good as a drain drop. What are you referring to? You're talking about the previous tomorrow. Yeah. So she's saying, yes, there's a tinge of it out there as well. So you deserve. Yeah, I'm saying. So he could maybe do ulterior motives. Everyone, even a tzaddik, can feel erich madre gosai. It's considered chet.
So Rabbi Tarfa was a contemporary of Rabbi Elazar.
They were colleagues. If you remember the Mishnah Pigavas, the five Talmidim Rabbi Yechim Azaka had.
Rabbi Kiva started as a Talmid of Rabbi Yeshua and became his Chavrusa, didn't he?
He became Rabbi Tarfon. He was a Talmud of Tarfon and became his Chavrusa. Of Rabbi Yeshua, he becomes Chavrusa, didn't say that. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Tarfon, doesn't say that. He says here, Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Shmuel. You're like a raindrop. You're like rain. But rain is a galik gazach. But he comparing his ever to rain. But rain is only for people who there's a drought. People who don't have a drought, place where don't have a drought. You don't need rain. But yeah, in other words, not everyone needs you. But who, those who need you, you're gabaldic. Comes along, b'shuzan ana. Toiv atisol yoisim megal b'chama. Everyone needs the sun. So his bracha is far greater. Shegal b'chama mhazeh rebbe mhazeh haba. You call him Rebbe. You're an Olam Haza and Olam Haba. This is the same guy who put him in Chedim. Hard to imagine. Ruined his life for the rest of his life. And but Olam Haza and Olam Haba. So in other words, you're greater than the rain. Everyone needs you. That you're a Rebbe, not just for those who need you, but for everybody. Then Rabbi Nazai goes even further. The sun is only effective during the day. At night, that there's no sun. In other words, and people who are Shvarzi are people who are not into the sun, people who are the Shoyim, have no benefits as a Nasi. I say no. You're like a father and mother. Father and mother, they choose the children. Whatever child they have, they love. So these are three madregas, and they're saying how what a Nasi is. And as I said, a Nasi is for Klal Yisrael, and regardless of the status, regardless of the sun people, dark people, you're the leader for everybody. That's the three opinions there. Whatever. Okay. But then Rabbi Kiva, my chaviv in Yisurin. Rabbi Kiva, everyone was complimenting him. Because Rabbi Kiva, he was such a contrary person. He says, "Oh, Gvaldik, you're suffering." Amalehem said, "I wasn't hurt because he was very intrigued." Samchuni, let me lean. I want to hear what he has to say. Shama chaviv in Yisurin. He says to me that it's good that I'm suffering. Amal Kiva, Zumlein, I know it's good that I'm suffering. I'm a mikroni dosh, it's a pasik. It says a pasik. Ben Shteim Esse Shonda, regarding Menashe. It says Menashe was 12 years old when he became a king. Ben Shteim Esse Shonda, Menashe b'mochem became a king. V'chamishim v'chameh shonda melev shlayim. 55 years a king. 55 years a king. And then it says, V'yaz harab be'eni Hashem. First part of that 55 years is a terrible thing. Till later, he did the last 25 years of tshuva. V'ksiv it says, Gam Eile Mishle Shlema, right? So Menashe was the Torah Rasha. Then it said that these are the Mesholim that Shlema wrote Mishle. Asher Hetiku Anshe Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. Who wrote, we had more Bas in the beginning, who wrote Mishle? Even though Shlema Melech, he didn't write it. It was Chizkiyah HaMelech who wrote it with his entourage. Think for a second. Chizkiyah wrote a Sefer Mishle, it benefited the whole world. We learned before the Chizkiyah, under Chizkiyah's reign, that's why he was wrote to be Mashiach. Every single Jew and Jewess knew how to be educated, and his own son he didn't have time for. The entire world he taught Taita, the Menashe and Leili Mataita. So what? I can't imagine. I can't imagine that you don't take care of your own kids. And this is what we learn more in the Dunedim. If they're mad, because they're worried about the whole world and they forget, unfortunately, sometimes about their own family. But the Gemara says Chizkiyah couldn't be, because every man, woman, and child was a scholar in his day. He worked very hard with Menashe. Because not only did he work hard, but Amal's heart is much more strenuous work. He tried. He couldn't get Menashe better. If you remember the beginning of Brachas, Chizkiyah Melech didn't want to get married because he knew he'll have a son like Menashe, and he got sick, and the Eibush to made that Yishai should visit him, and then Dan Shai's daughter. No. That's Rashi. He told him, "Hadik kipshirachmanu lomlach. None of your business. You have to bring a kid in the world. You do your best. If it doesn't turn out, that's not your business. So Shai's daughter ended up marrying Chizkiya HaMelech. And so he, Menashe, had an illustrious mother, an illustrious father, and he turned out the way he was. And yet he did tshuva then. The last 25 years he did tshuva. What did he call the tshuva? Not his chinuch, Eli Yisurin. The sufferings. Shenemar says, Menashe v'lamoy, and the Abishah spoke to Menashe and his people, Vloik Shivir, refused to listen to him. Then it says, Vayove Hashem Aleim, Sori Atzov. Then the Abishah brought upon him enemies, generals, Asher Lamelech Asher, that belonged to the king of Asher. Vayilkudus Menashe, and they captured Menashe, Bachoichim in thorns, Vayasru, Benachashtim, and they tied him up in chains. Vayilachu, Bavdala, the Chutney Bavdal. Uksiv, and then it says, Ukahatzaloy, and as he was oppressed, Chilas Pnei Hashem, he started hoping and believing in Hashem, Nelakov. And then he subdued him, humbled himself before the Eibishter. So when did he do tshuva? Was it by Yispalei Lo, and he davened, by Yotelo, and he begged, by Yishmat Chinos, and Hashem listened to him, by Yeshivel Yerushalayim L'Malchus, he brought him back to his kingdom. He knew that Eibishter is okay. So when did he do tshuva? That Yisurim
is good.
That's his raya. That Yisurim is more effective than anything else. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah, by the way, whether Menashe did actual tshuva, or he just, that he got his Olam Haba back as well, or the tshuva only helped him get his, regain his kingdom, but he didn't get his Olam Haba. Because the pasuk says that he went back to his kingdom.
But then, we'll
see this later. We haven't learned yet. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. He did tshuva 25 years before, 26 years before.
What's that story that the Eibishter?
It's Rav Ashi who later on said that he has no chelik haba. We'll see him more later. Holamadet shechaviv in yisurim. Yisurim are effective. So therefore, Rebbe, I'm happy if yisurim, so you go straight to Gan Eden. Says the Gemara, Tana, when we learn, shloi shebo balila, three people came to the Eibishter with a taina. They didn't just daven, they came to the taina. Eluhain, Kayin, Esav, and Asher. Kayin, the Chesivit says, God lavoinim and soy. What, my sin is too great for you to forgive? What was the question? Omalafa, this is his taina. He killed Hevel and he had a taina to the Eibishter. All of it, Bainish. Klum, God lavoinim, Mishishim, Ribui, Shasid, and Lachl, Fanechel, 600,000 Yidin are going to bow down to a calf. Is my sin worse than them? I'm just a single individual. There's a whole Klal Yisrael. And yet, Vatu Saleachlem, you forgave them. So why don't you forgive me? How in the world did Cain know about the eagle of Mephoshim? Don't understand. To say that Cain was a Novi, he found it very hard. So the simple answer is his father told him. Because you remember it said that the Adam Elisha saw all the future generations. Oh no, we had Rabban Mephoshim that he saw all the future generations. So maybe Adam told Cain about this, what's going to happen. Otherwise, how in the world would he have known? Anyway. Habroch, Esav came to Tain, it says, Habrocha Achasi Lecha. You only have one bracha. What do you?
Who
said there's an avi? Yeah, because he had no choice. How else would he know? But there's no basis for it. Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. Esav, it says habrocha achasil chavi. What? You only have one father left in your name. One bracha left. Can't you give me a? You came over brachas, yeah. So that was a taina, and the third one was Menashe. But chila korolakus harbus korolakay avoysav. He said to the Eibishter here. He said, I'm not davening to you. I daven, nothing helps. I'll daven to other geshkes. Maybe they'll help me. At the end of the post, he says, "Vayikona lifnei Hashem elokim." Sounds like he davened to all other idols, and then at the end, he finally humbled himself to the Eibishter. He tried everything out. I mean, before that, so he came to the Eibishter. I talked to you. You don't listen. It was a famous word. No was also an answer. Yeah. If you say the Abish's name in its letters, you spell it out in its letters. Tana, we learned, Dafke ubi gvulin, Dafke, he says, in gvulin, Dafke outside the base of Migdash, in the base of Migdash, we say, you don't lose Chilm Haba because the Abish's name, the Hashem of Fadish of Membez, Oisis, was said all the time. So it's not such a big deal. So when do we say you forfeit, even though it's awesome, but when you say you forfeit, you chegelam habet, dafke chutzel beis hamikdash. But if it's really shomayi varchet, and the loshon agam, only if you say in Hebrew, not agam, other languages. Or Rashi has another shot, agam means a circle. If you say it in public, there's a circle of your friends around. That's when you lose the chegelam habet. Shloisha melachim, three kings and four hadyetis. It's talking about, but we learned, three kings lost their what do you call it, Yeravam. and Menashe and Achav. They lost the Olam Haba, and then we have 48, one of them was Bilam. So anyway, talk about Yeravam. Talk about Yeravam. Let's say who? Let's talk a little about Yeravam. Yeravam Sheriba Am, that he pushed down the people. He made them flat. He lowered the level of the people. Yeravam, another pshat Yeravam is Yisha Asam Riva Baam. It's Yarev Am. He made a mechlekes of people because he brought Avodah Zarah in. Some of the people followed Avodah Zarah. Some people were against it and had a big fight, civil war. Dabar Acha Yeravam. Also, Yeravam is Yerav Am between the Eden and the Eibishter. Ben Navat, he was the son of Navat. Who is Navat? Ben Shenibin Vilera, the son of somebody who saw, didn't see what he saw. He thought he saw everything, saw nothing. Who is this Navat? Tana we learned. Who Navat? Who Micha? Who Sheva Ben Bichri? He is Micha and he Sheva Ben Bichri. Who are these people? Navat, why is he called Navat? Shenibin Vilera, he saw and he didn't really see. Micha, who was Micha? You remember? Shenis Machmech Bebinyan. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Eibishter, look at these kids, Nebuchad, going into the wall when they ran out of bricks. And the Eibishter says, I know, but they're all Rishayim. We don't want them to live. And Moshe pulled one out, and that one turned out to be Micha. He took an Avodah Zarah from Mitzrayim, brought into Eretz Yisrael. And then later, many years later, he made a big pestle. And Moshe Rabbeinu's own grandson worked in that church over there. So that's why it's called Micha, because it's Mach Binyan, it's squished in that Binyan. Yeah. Umashmai, but his real name was Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri was the time of David HaMelech that he wanted to rebel, and he said to all the Eden, come after me. You know how long he lived?
I was going to say, he lived
over 400 years. You work it out. Over 400 years till David HaMelech. Because Mishkan Shiloh was 430 years.
How come he didn't die in the Mesa Midway?
He was under 20.
He left Mitzrayim
as a baby. If he was in the wall. He was in the wall. So how old would he be when he left Mitzrayim?
I don't know. It depends how long before you see Mitzrayim he was pulled out of the wall.
Okay, but not remember.
And the shibud went on for quite a few years.
No, but when they ran, they used to have bricks. It's when they ran out of bricks. So it's been the very end. He lived at least 400 years. This guy here. If it's the same guy. Well, sometimes you can say who means that he followed in his footsteps. He's an anical, you know. He's somehow from that family. I learned shloisha nitlero. The people, three people saw and didn't know what they saw. Vele Novot achi teufel veitzignini pare, and pare is an astrologist. Novot ro esh. This is a very interesting analogy. Ro esh. He saw a vision of a fire she yitzas ma mosa that was coming out of his male part. Who savard? This is what makes me a male. This is what makes me dominant. Iu Malik, he thought this is some kind of sign that fire is coming from there. That means that he'll be a ruler. The loyhu, not him. Yerovim would not be someone that comes out of there from his zera, which will be his son. Yerovim, he'll be a king. Achi Teufel ro tzaras shezorla mosa. He also saw a similar dream, but he saw tzaras growing on his male part. Who savard? He thought who mele that he'll be a king. Why, when he saw Tzaras, they think it would be a king based on this?
I didn't
see
a doctor.
It was a vision, a dream. But why is a Tzaras an example of a don't know. Velohi, Basheva Bita Hudanav Kamina. Again, from that part, but a member of his family, Basheva. Now, what actually happened was, he thought that he convinced Avshalom, or he supported Avshalom. And then he thought that once Avshalom becomes king, David ran away, Avshalom won't be strong. He will then try Avshalom for being Moed B'Malchus, kill Avshalom, and then he'll take over the king because he's the most suitable person, being the smartest man alive then. Shleim, he was wrong because it was his great grandson, Shleim. It's Tegini Para, the astrologer, Domed Ab Chamed.
He says he just had the Mitzvah set up a party.
Yeah, but in a bad way there. It's a bad way. Yeah, maybe. These are the quarreling waters. What do you mean the quarreling? As if you know about them. Heima shero istigine para. The Torah made a mistake. Ro, they saw Shemayshin, she saw the Maimaloka. They saw that eventually you'll be afflicted by water. They thought that they have to throw everybody into the Nile. Amru, they said, "Kol habein hayiloi na yoyle tashlechu." They didn't know. Shall iski meimeriva like a water taka, but not the Nile. It was the meimeriva. And interesting, Rashi says over here. This is interesting because I didn't see anybody asking. Rashi, look how meimeriva. The first narrow line on the left side. Rashi says, "Sheba oven." What was the sin? She Amra, he said, "Shimuno hamayim nena." She was punished. That's the Rambam shitta. Rashi Chumash says he was punished because he didn't listen to the Eibishter. Eibishter told him to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock. The Rambam argues on Rashi, and the Ebenezer brings it, all those other things. Rambam says because he called them Shunah Moedim, a chutzpah, which is very hard to understand because you look at the entire Chumash Dvarim. You know how many times Moshe Rabbeinu calls them Moedim throughout Chumash Dvarim? After the event? But anyway, but Rashi here says here, different pshat altogether than he says a Chumash. He says here that Shunah Moedim, nothing to do with hitting or speaking to a rock. Interesting. So what forced Rashi to learn a different pshat? Anyway, maybe because we're calling it here quarreling water, the emphasis is on quarreling, and if he hit the rock instead of speaking, there's nothing quarreling there. Here, if you call them Moedim, he's quarreling with the Eden. He's calling them Moedim, and he's calling them all rebels, and so on. Anyway, don't know. Does he say anything there? Says more right. Umenolan the loy osi lama dosi, and how do you know these three didn't forfeit the world to come? The Chassid says, "Ibe devar zelachat was based on them. How do you know Yerovam didn't get in the world to come? And this was a sin for the house of Yerovam that ulahachi lahash ma'apnei adama, that he completely was removed, eliminated from this world. Lahachid, what's the two expressions? Lahachid ulahashmid, lahachim amhazel lahashmid, that he'll be annihilated leilam haba. Why taka did Yerovam deserve to become a king? You'll see more later that Yerovam actually is a big tzaddik, and Yerovam, why deserved to be a king? Because he, the only one who had the guts to reprimand Shlomo for his behavior. Why was he punished? Because he first had chachi, he was supposed to do quietly and try to, you're not trying to embarrass him, you're trying to get him to, exactly. And he did it publicly. Now it says, that this is what you lifted your hand against King Shlomo. Bonus amloi, that you built the wall there, David Aviv, and you completely sealed up all the breaches that your father had. What do you mean? There used to be a lot of entrances to Yerushalayim. Kedei sheyalu Yisrael leregel, that your father David wanted to make it as easy as possible to go leregel. So he had many breaches in the walls. Va'atam, what did you do? Gedar to Oisim, you closed them all up. And you made only one entrance. The Rashi has three pshatim. One of the pshatim is you made only one entrance, and you had tax collectors there in order to collect taxes so that your wife, Bas Paroi, should have be to buy the perfumes and jewelry that she wants. Can they last on Gadi Bas Paroi? You give presents to your daughter Paroi. So look what you did. You exploited the situation. So he gave a chelik for it. And then what did Rav himself do? He completely cut off any entrance to the shrine when he became the leader. Rashi gives three reasons. Sorry? Rashi has three pshatim, but I just chose one of them. The other ones have to pass her by, and therefore they're all going to say hello to her and give her covered. So obviously from all his thousand wives, the one that he treasured most was Bas Pare. And what he did was he closed up he made an entrance and he built a tower on top of that entrance and that's where she lived. So everybody had to go by and to pass her by. When he lifted his hand, what did Rav do wrong? That he took his tefillin off from his Rebbe and he said, now I'll take his tefillin off before your Rebbe. Either it's a sign of defiance or it's wrong. Now what's wrong with taking off your tefillin? So Rashi says an interesting cholas tefillin. What's wrong with taking off your tefillin for your Rebbe? So first Rashi says, Maisik, because of the act of defiance, should push over to the side out of fear. But Rashi says, Cholas Tfilah, about 12 lines at the bottom. Ein nochen li is begilu rosh lifnei ha-melech. For 1 second, when you take a tefillin, you have no yarmulke on your head, no hat on your head. And that is a chutzpah. And he did it deliberately in front of the king to show him that you're not a melech. In other words, if not in front of a melech, you're allowed to take off your tefillin. Obviously, you have to take a tefillin. And you take a yarmulke off and your hat off. And you're not covered. But from a melech, you shouldn't even do it for one split second. Interesting. Amr Nachman, Gassus HaRuach Shebeverovam, it's his arrogance, his yubrit, your dustman, what drove him away from this world. Shlemat says, Vayim Rav Liba, you know, you have said in his heart, Ta'atot Toshem Allah Rav David, now the kingdom will be restored to David, Im Yal HaMazel Lassus Vach Rav Hashem. What am I going to do? If everybody, if Rechavim becomes king, and everybody's going to go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year, you know what they're going to see? They're going to see a very big difference between me and Rechavim. They're going to see Vishav Leva Mazel Dineim Rechavim. You know, they're all going to feel bad for David Melech's family, Hisayin Rechavim, the Haguni, and they'll kill me. What happened there? This is what he said. Amar, he said, Gemidi, we have a tradition, the Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora, no one's allowed to sit in the base of Mikdash, Ela Lemalche, basically only David HaMelech. And Rashi says, Gemidi, Halacha Lemoshe, Mesinai, V'loi Mikra, not a Pasik. And Rashi in other places, in human other places, says, it says in the Pasik, Lama Yilisharis, you have to stand, which is hard to understand, and Hakri says no Pasik. So maybe we're there, I don't know. So here,
when we say Malchim Beis David, it's very unusual to say Malchim Beis Yehuda.
True. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But it's the same idea. Bilvatz, what's going to happen? The Chavim will sit. I will stand. Even the Chazal the Chavim the Yosef are not came. I'm going to stand because I'm a from a Yid. I'll follow what it says. Savri, what's everybody going to automatically assume? Ha Malchim, ha Avda. That the Chavim is the real king, and Yeravim is an Eved. The Yosef, if I want to sit down in defiance, Moed b'Malchim, I'll be a Moed b'Malchim. The Kotel will come on the spot. But Ozlo Basel following. So Miyad, what did he do? Vayevoyet HaMelech, he consulted people. Vayash Shnei Eglizov, he created two golden calves. Vayeimer Aleim, and he said to them, Rav Lachem, he made a statement, a declaration. And he had people signing it. They sent it all over to Israel. Rav Lachem, Allah Yishalayim, don't go up to the Yishalayim. Hine Lekecha Yisrael, here is your God, Asher Lucha Meret Mitzrayim, that took you out of Mitzrayim. It's even worse than Eglizov. He put on two ends, two main highways that take you to the Shalim, and then he said to them, "Don't go to Shalim." He stopped them. This way, they won't see you. Chavim. My vayivoyet. He consulted. He took two people. He got himself a Rosha. He got himself a tzaddik. We'll soon see who the tzaddik was. Amalu. He said to them, "Chasmitu al kol davina. You prepare to sign because Achia Shalim. He said that Yeravim will be the next king. Remember the split. Are you going to sign that you'll accept my malchus?" Amalu. Yes. Amalu. He asked the tzaddik and the Rosha innocently. Amalu. Malchu bina lemeva. I'm your king. Everything I'll tell you, instruct you to do, will you listen, comply with? Yes. If I tell you expressly to worship Avodah Zarah, you listen to me? The Rosh said, yeah, but the Tzaddik is Chas V'Shalom. Amalei Rosh HaTzaddik, Salke Datle Gavi Rav, you think I'm such a frumi like your Ravim. Polach LaAvodah Chavim, you think, and this is what he wrote in his paper, he wants them to sign. You think he'll ever ask a Yid to worship Avodah Zarah? Ela Liminsinu Dekabai. All he's trying to do, he's trying to test. E kablitu lememra. All he's trying to do, yeah, he's trying to see your loyalty. So he got this tzaddik, whoever was to sign. Achia Shaloni one who appointed the king, signed as well. And he was from Moshe Rabbeinu. He lived hundreds and hundreds of years, and everyone respected him. Yehu tzaddik rabbe. Yehu was a great tzaddik. She never said, Hashem Yehu. As Hashem said to Yehu, Yan Asher Tivoisa Lasa Yosher Be'einai. Since you did everything right in my eye, B'chol Asher Levavi Osisa, everything I want you to do, you did Lebeis Achav, to the house of Achav. So therefore, I'm going to reward you. B'nei Devi Yemiyeshlo. You're going to have four descendants, including yourself, that are going to be kings over at Yisrael. Kisi Yisrael. Uksim. Yet it says, Yehu Lo Shama Lo Lech Hashem Lekei Yisrael B'chol Levavi. Didn't do it wholeheartedly or completely. Lo Yisrael Mal Chatzit Yeravim. He did not deviate from the sins that Yeravim put into place, which are those two golden calves. Asher Het Yisrael. My Gormale, what caused Achia Shalini to sign this paper? I'm going to buy a bris crucialis for sign. That there was a bond for your lips. Once you say a promise to do something, you have to do it. You know what it says? Achav Ovad HaBal Ma'at. Why did Yehu take it? Now, why did Yehu not remove them? Achav did a little bit of worshipping of the Baal. But Yehu Yavdeno Harbe. Yehu did a lot. So what do we see from me? What caused Yehu to make this mistake? Because he saw Achia Shalini signing it. He saw that this thing that Yeravim put in those two eglas of Achia Shalini signed. So Yehu said, "How can I go? You must be right." So this is what he did. So Rav Amachoy Somesh Achia Shalini Rav Atoy. He saw that signature, and that's what caused him to think. We'll just finish here. The Chassid it says V'shachat Hashitim. It says in the pasuk here V'shachat Sotim Hemiku Ani Musa L'Chulam. We'll go to this last part tomorrow.